Enjoy fun adventures as you sail away together and experience the extraordinary marriage you desire. Join us in April 2025 for the Six Pillars at Sea Marriage Getaway. Yes, we are taking Six Pillars cruising and we want you to join us. Get all the details at oneextraordinarymarriage.com/getaway. Use promo code SHIPSAHOY to get $500 off your registration today. We'll see you there.
From San Diego, California, this is a One Extraordinary Marriage show. Where being busy is overdone, romancing is fun, and scheduling sex has taken the guesswork out of wondering when you're going to get some. I'm Tony DiLorenzo, your co-host, along with my beautiful wife, Elisa. From coast to coast and around the world, thank you for joining us. It's time to talk sex, love, and commitment. Give us a call or text us on the Hug Hotline at 858-876-5663, or send us an email to hugs@oneextraordinarymarriage.com. On today's show, we're talking about the conversations you may have around facial hair and sex with your sexy bearded man.
And Chris Stapleton had this to say about beards. He said, "Everyone has a story on their beard. It's a way of finding common ground with people you might not otherwise know." And we're going to be getting into that on today's show, talking about beards and sexy bearded men. But first, we start each show with a hug.
That's us, guys. That's us.
That is definitely where Tony is right now. And I can say that now
because I have a beard now.
He's a sexy bearded man now. But we're going to be sharing that story and the journey through this with all of you and equipping you around this. But first, we start every One Extraordinary Marriage show with a hug. And, you know, a hug, I love this part of the show because it's really an opportunity for us to celebrate couples in the one marriage, to celebrate where breakthrough has come or strategies.
The one marriage, one family.
In the one family, yes.
Yes. Like, what are you talking about?
You know, it's one of those days. But this hug came from an email that we had received that said, "My husband and I recently got married in December 2020. I discovered your podcast at the end of last year, a little bit before that, around September, and have been listening ever since, sharing them with my husband. Your podcast is an amazing and helpful addition to our toolbox. At the beginning of this year, 2021, we decided to join on the 7-day sex challenge, and it really brought us together and strengthened our bond because we had to communicate a lot, become very vulnerable with each other, and be patient and loving when we were feeling too tired or too stressed during these 7 days and just wanted to skip a day of the challenge. We stuck through it, and it has truly helped benefit our relationship. So we thank you two for that."
I love it.
I love it.
Because I love challenges.
Well, Tony absolutely does love challenges. But I think what's really important here is, you know, here you've got a newlywed couple that is getting really intentional and taking action in those first precious months of marriage. They're not just falling into this place of saying, you know what, just because we're newlyweds and everybody thinks that we should be having sex all the time, we're just going to kind of let it go to chance. They're saying, no, look at this. We're actually going to lay the foundation for our marriage and be intentional about our sexual. And I mean, you guys heard it there too, their emotional intimacy, having, you know, how they're going to persevere and things like that. So
yeah,
super excited to be able to celebrate them.
Yep.
And those of you also in the one family who have done 7-day challenges, it's always great to hear from you on that. Now, jumping into today's show, you know, last week we did episode 638, which was Time to Grieve. And that was a really heavy topic. Really heavy topic. It was a hard show to record. We've heard from so many of you that even listening to the show, you could hear the emotion. You were processing your own emotions. That a lot of you were comforted by the fact that here was another opportunity, a resource to actually be able to talk through the grief in your own life.
Yeah.
And you know, maybe uncover grief that you thought had actually been resolved, but was still sort of simmering there below the surface. And so we're grateful for that feedback.
Oh, thank you all for the love. It comes through. It comes through in your DMs, your emails, your messages. So thank you so much. And for those that we've been able to, for myself, been able to respond to and comments in the One Family Facebook group, just to hear your stories and everything. It's just amazing to have that connection. And typically when we do a big show like that, we like to come off of that and just lighten it up. You know, we got to have some fun. And marriage is about fun and joy, even though we go through times of grieving. And so as Elise and I were coming out of that, we decided, you know what? Let's talk about a beard. Let's talk about guys who have beards, because the last time we talked about anything around this nature was 202 episodes ago when we recorded the episode, The Art of Manscaping.
And interestingly enough, there was a wife in the One Family Facebook group who had recently, like in the last 2 weeks, had said, "Hey, I'm trying to find the show on beards. Like, you guys have talked about it and we still haven't done that show." So needing a little bit more lightheartedness, wanting to really address the beard situation, because this has definitely changed in our marriage, specifically in the last few months. And just bringing this all together, because, you know, when it's been 202 episodes since you last talked about a topic.
Facial hair. Yeah.
Facial hair. It's time to revisit that.
Now, I'm going to just say this. You guys may not have facial hair. Ladies, you may have a man who doesn't have facial hair. It's okay. Stick with us. Mm-hmm. There's still emotional intimacy that gets discussed that may need to be brought up. There's still sexual intimacy in your own marriage that may need to come up. We're going to go into this. There are definitely different viewpoints for Melissa and I and how we got to this place. So don't miss out in the conversation, because maybe it's not about beards, but there's some other conversation that's going on in your own home that needs to be addressed, or was something years ago that is now starting to pop up now.
Absolutely. And, you know, Tony mentioned that show that we did, number 437, The Art of Manscaping. And the focus on that show was really about hair removal, specifically for men, you know, facial hair, chest, back, arms, legs, the whole body, like just talking about.
Yeah. And I even would say that was more around, you know, the penis and the testicles, like just cleaning up, shaving.
Right. Keeping it clean. Yeah. And, you know, a lot of comments that came out of that show, And I just want you to know, we do read your comments, right? Mm-hmm. We do know that your guys are discussing the show. So don't just think, hey, Tony and Lisa record, and then it's like, oh, well, whatever. But a lot of the comments that came out of that show were around beards and facial hair, and really people feeling very strongly. There was a lot of pro-beard action
Very much after that episode was from the guys, very much this, hey, I have a beard and I am not going to remove my beard to satisfy my wife orally.
Right.
And so, and for me, I got to say that this is 202 episodes ago. So we're talking what?
Somewhere in the vicinity of probably 3.5 years ago.
Yeah.
So, give or take. Yeah.
So my perspective in life at that moment, I didn't have it. Because I hadn't had a beard, goatee, or anything for many, many years. So this is a cool thing about life in this marriage journey that we're on. Things change.
Yeah.
What happened 11 years ago, if you go back to the beginning of the One Extraordinary Marriage show, isn't where Tony and Elisa are today.
Mm-hmm.
That's the cool thing about the marriage journey we're on. It's a journey. There are times when you're high, there are times when you're low, and there are times when you're just rolling through it. And so it was interesting, though, to go, oh, well, wait a minute. I now have a beard. And what does this look like in our marriage?
Right. Because when that show came, I will tell you guys, like, strongly anti-beard.
Elisa.
Right? Me. Anti-beard. When I met Tony, he had a really bushy goatee. And you know, it was cute. And that's what he had at the time. And, you know, so be it.
I don't think it mattered at that point in time. You were...
It was the entire package. I was not worried about
your facial hair. Like the goatee, I mean, that's sort of like just the hormones are raging. I understand, but I think in the beginning when you first meet, it's hormones, it's attraction, it's the conversations, all of that. You can let some of that stuff go.
Yeah, but there are some people that would have like totally like dismissed you because you had a goatee.
Oh, yeah,
I didn't. It was good. It worked for me. And then, you know, over time, he would like keep the goatee, would shave it off, you know, not a big deal. But then Tony, in 2000...
I even had that one time I had like a little Fu Manchu thing.
I didn't like that one.
Yeah. And then I shaved my head bald.
Yeah,
with that
it
one.
Was a bad combo. Like we've had our
and I agree with her on that one. That was not a good combo.
But in 2000, Tony hiked the Pacific Crest Trail from Mexico to Canada.
4.5 months, 138 days.
And grew out this definite mountain man beard.
Well, I tried to shave it early on. And then by the time I got to, I forget where, I think it was like Lake Tahoe maybe. I was growing a goatee at the time, but shaving the sides, obviously. And I just got fed up with having to shave at any point in time. When you're on the trail for hours upon hours every day hiking, I mean, we average roughly 20 miles a day. When I say we, I met guys along the trail and we hiked together. When you get to camp or you get to town, the last thing you really want to start thinking about is shaving. So I began to just grow out a beard. Probably, I want to say it was in Tahoe area, if I can recall.
Yeah, I don't remember. I don't think you had it when I saw you in Tahoe. That's what I'm thinking.
Right.
Because you probably knew you weren't going to see me for a while. And so that was.
Well, I didn't see you until I finished.
Well, right. But I'm saying Tahoe was the last time we saw. Anyway, right. We digress. Bring it back here. So Tony finishes the trail. When I see him in Canada, big old mountain man, unruly,
scruffy.
Like it's everywhere. And I'm like, wow. Okay. That's the, yeah. Okay. I'm
3 years married at that
point.
3 years married at that time.
I'm happy to see you, but you are not keeping this thing. Like this is ridiculous. And I really, like I had all, my dad has always been, you know, clean shaven. From time to time, he'll have a mustache, mm-hmm. but like I didn't grow
in
up with fish.
In the 70s, he had a mustache.
He's
in the 80s.
Still, like 70s, 80s, 90s, you know? But so I didn't grow up with a lot of facial hair. And even as a child, I remember being kissed and being like, oh, if he had any type of stubble, I'm like, ew, that's too pokey. That's too, like, I was so anti-facial hair. And I didn't enjoy being kissed by my dad or, you know, after I got married with Tony, where I'm like, I don't like the coarse hair. And I definitely, you know, and you referenced this when you were first talking about that Art of Manscaping show. I definitely don't enjoy oral sex with any type of stubble. That is just like a, oh, heck no type, because it hurts. It's sensitive, like you're sensitive and it hurts.
That was back in the day. It's changed since then.
So then COVID happened.
Yes.
To all of us. And during the month of November in 2020, and actually the months prior to that, our son had grown out his beard. He can actually grow like a full thick beard and he had just grown it out. And on the last day of November.
And that's usually no shave November because November is men's health.
Yes.
And that's all about like, hey man, grow out your beard. Let's support men's health.
Correct. So on that last day of November, our son shaves his beard. And then Tony, actually that was the last day that Tony shaved his face. So Alex shaves all of his facial hair off. And then Tony, like it was right. Maybe it wasn't the exact day.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it was a couple. I think it was about a week prior to that I stopped shaving.
So I've got this whole like, okay, in walks, you know, the 18-year-old with the baby face. And now my husband of 24 years is suddenly growing a beard. And it was like, what the heck is going on here?
But and Alex can grow a beard.
He's accomplished for like, a young man.
Alex can grow a beard. Like it's just awesome.
Like thick and filled in and doesn't get like really long
yeah,
and scraggly.
Exactly.
It's just
for
it's
his
really
age. I'm like, dude, rock on.
But now all of a sudden we're here in this season where it's still pandemic and home and doing all this kind of stuff. And Tony's growing a beard and we have to start having some serious conversations around this.
Yeah. And it was interesting addressing this topic to one another because at that point in time, I was just sort of at this place where I was sort of just tired of shaving. And I was like, why not? Why not? Like something different. I haven't done it in a long time. And it would just be fun to see how it turns out. Mm-hmm. And lo and behold, I began to like it. It was the first time, I think, in my life that I had a beard that wasn't patchy. And this is where I understand, guys, like now going back to that Art of Manscaping, like when you can grow a beard, like, and you can keep it, for me personally, you can keep it tight, it's clean, it's trimmed up, but it's not all patchy. It's like, this is looking good. I got to say, I got a lot of people who are just like, dude, that's a nice beard. Dude, that's a good looking beard. I had a little bit of pride behind myself going, all right, talking to some of my buddies who have bigger beards. And I'm like, dude, you got a great beard. It's like, yeah, but I can't trim it up nice and tight like yours. Didn't realize, hey, they're different. Like guys like different things. Like some of us like it tight. Some guys like it long. I mean, I know a bunch of guys who have just these burly beards. And I'm like, dude, you look good. Isn't something I would deal with. But it was an interesting time for Elise and I. And I remember just being in our bathroom and just looking at her and going, I think I'm going to keep this. And the quizzical look on her face was one that I had seen many a times before, which is the one of like, no, I don't think so. And so this
y'all
is
y'all know that look in your marriage.
So this is where our emotional intimacy as couples, we have to understand where our spouse is coming from and being able to express where we're at.
Yeah.
Did the conversation, you know, fully get flushed out right there in that moment? No. It was the start of a conversation of I could tell she wasn't too thrilled with it. And I just more or less said, hey, let's see what this begins to look like. I know where you're coming from. I can already see it without you even saying it. You're concerned about the pokiness, you know, kissing you, oral sex. Got it. Mm-hmm. But let's see what happens.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's been an interesting journey that we've been on these last few months because, yes, Tony's compliment meter has been like off the charts. People love his beard. And, you know, the interesting thing is I always get the next question that says, well, Lisa, what do you think about it? And, you know, I am going to tell you what I think about it. But first, I just want to share, you know what? We asked the question to the one family, you know, like, is facial hair, has that been a thing in your marriage? And 83% of you said that your husband's, or if you're the man that you have, had facial hair at some point in time in the marriage.
Mm-hmm. 83%.
Almost everybody.
Yep.
Of that, then 42% of you say that it has impacted your sexual intimacy. And therein lies the crux. Because when Tony was making, you know, making that declaration in the bathroom that I think I'm going to keep it, and he's absolutely right, my face was like, what was going through my head is not if you expect to have oral sex with me. So you're going to have to think through that whole thing and we're going to have to navigate that. But, you know, I understand that there are so many of you that, there was one comment actually when we said, you know, how has it impacted your sexual intimacy? And I don't know that I'll ever forget this comment. It was amazing. One person said, no beard, no booty. Like that's where you come. And we know that we have so many in the one family that love the beards. And you know, it's kind of like what Tony said, if you don't have facial hair, keep listening to the show because it's going beyond, you know, what it means to have facial hair. It's going beyond, you know, this concept of, you know, all the statements that you're making, I hate this, or I, you know, the way you poke me, or I don't like the way you look with facial hair, or how it feels, or it hurts, or I don't want to kiss you, because you have these life circumstances. And like Tony was saying at the top of the show, you know, 3 years ago, 3.5 years ago, we recorded that show. But what's the evolution and the growth in a marriage? Because COVID comes, there's a full beard now in my, you know, attached to my husband. And how do we navigate this? How can we make this work for us? How can we get to a place? So to beard or not to beard, and how that impacts your sexual intimacy, let's discuss that after this break. So we're back and we're talking about beards and sex and how to have this actually become a unifying aspect of your marriage. And you know, again, I have never liked pokey hair, like just the pokiness, the 5 o'clock shadow. I think it looks amazing on Tony. I just don't want to be kissed with it. Mm-hmm. Right. And I don't want any of my parts kissed with it because it hurts straight up. It hurts. And so, you know, here's this, he's presenting this to me. And I remember the first week that he brought this up, I'm like, well, sweet, I've got my period this week. So clearly we can just let this ride. Right. Like, and maybe by then, and the back of my head too, I'm like, maybe by the end of this week of me having my period, he'll actually be like, I think I'm going to shave it off. It was truthfully going in my head. I'm like, yeah, I don't have to push the issue too much. But then the beard's not going away. And so now we're in this place of actually having to navigate my concerns about sexual intimacy, how he actually feels about having this beard, and what this is going to look like for the two of us.
Yeah. And the conversation, like many a conversations we have in marriage, it's not a one and done. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the one thing that I saw us really address in our marriage. And believe me, there are times when I was like, Elisa, I don't understand your stance with this. You're making a hard and fast no for no reason. Like right now, like we could discuss this and let's see what happens. And yet in the moment, and many of you may have had this happen for you, your spouse brings something up to you and it's a hard and fast no in that moment. And yet I try to look at things a little differently and go, well, wait a minute. Can we test it? Can we try it? Can we see if it works? I think too often in our marriages, we try to just go yes or no, instead of being willing to try things together. And because we know in the trying, there may be a little bit of friction, and we don't want that friction. And so I could sense this in our marriage. I can sense it in our conversations. And so I just said, look it, can we try? Let's see. I get it. I understand you, honey. Like, you don't like the pokiness. Okay. Well, what does that mean? Like she said, when it's more 5 o'clock shadowy, it's very pokey. So can we get it to a place where it softens up? Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, one of the big things that we both learn, like, hey, If it just grows out a little bit more, it softens up. Hey, for Christmas, my beautiful wife purchases me some, it's called Badass Beard Oil and Badass Beard Balm. And I will put
links. And the scent that he has is called Ladies Man.
Yeah. And I will put a link to that here in the episode notes for you guys who want to try something out. I find it to be helpful. Just even for myself, for my skin, for my beard, but I also feel like it's been helpful for Elisa as well.
Well, because here's the thing. It's not just how the two of you are talking about it. It's also what are the solutions that you're going mm-hmm. after, right? I knew if this beard was going to become a thing in our marriage that like I needed to find solutions that were actually going to make it softer for me. I didn't want to be pushing him away because this was something that he wanted. And I'm like, okay, like seriously, it's facial hair. This is not the end of the world. And so I did. I went searching for basically, I don't remember my exact Google terms, but it was something along the lines of how to keep beard soft. And these beard balms and beard oils were coming up. And I'm like, all right, Amazon, what do you got? And that's what started that journey. And so it actually allowed me to participate in this. The other thing that, you know, this was clearly a bearded Christmas. The other thing that Tony ended up getting was a beard trimmer, because when it gets all ruly and that's not appealing to me, but when he's got it tight and that hair stays manageable. And that was a conversation we had, like what does work instead of that fast no, because I will tell you in our marriage, I am generally the one that puts the brakes on ideas. You guys have heard this before, you know? And so this was actually an opportunity for us to stretch into being open-minded, to stretch into mm-hmm. building emotional intimacy. And I know some of you are like, seriously, you guys have just spent this much time talking about beards? We've actually spent a lot more time talking about beards, right? Like over the last 3 months. Because it's not just the beard, right? In your marriage, it's very likely that it's something else. But how are you having these conversations? Are you the one that's typically more resistant? And so you, like your spouse throws something out and you're like, no, not in my house, not on your face. This is not happening. Or can you take a step back? Like Tony said, I mean, Tony is the consummate tester. He's always like, well, let's just try it and see what happens. We can always do something different. That's the man I'm married to. And so being in this place, you know, with this beard, it has rocked my notions.
Well, and here's one thing too, because sexually, oral sex, it changes a little bit of that dynamic. And how does that happen? What could I do to make it still satisfying for Elisa and yet not be abrasive? What does that mean? What does that look like? And I had to think about that. And we had to be willing to test. And I say test because you got to let me know. Like when things are happening like that, it's Elisa, you got to let me know in the moment too, what's going on. So if it's something like that, maybe together, if it's one of those places where, hey, it is irritating, let your man know.
Mm-hmm.
And guys, go, okay, in the end, when I look at this, I want a win-win. I want a win-win with my wife mm-hmm. because I want to be able to have my beard. I want to be able to make love to her. I want to be able to kiss her. So how do we work this together and create win-win opportunities mm-hmm. in our marriage? Yes, is it a beard? Minor in terms of the big things of life and in marriage. And yet we can take this opportunity, just as you guys can, and go, all right, what's something that we're addressing in our marriage right now where we're on opposite sides? And how do we come together and make it a win-win?
Mm-hmm.
Be it with your sexual intimacy, be it with your financial intimacy, be it with your emotional intimacy or spiritual intimacy or recreational intimacy. Where's the win-win?
Mm-hmm.
Where are you guys coming together? And in that negotiating, we do that in marriage. We negotiate things together. It's part of what we're doing. How are we engaging one another to come to a common ground to go, you know what? This works for both of us. And there are times when that's what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, I was like, I like the beard. If it was a hard, hard, hard no after, you know, say a month of us doing that and it just wasn't working out, I would shave it. I would have, because at the end of the day, my desire to be with Elisa and all six pillars of intimacy matter more than a beard to me.
Mm-hmm.
But that's me. That's my conviction. You may have a different one.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's interesting. I'm sitting here and I'm just taking in this show and, you know, just thinking through, because we did the other show, you know, all those years ago, just the reminder. And I think this is a reminder for the entire one family. There are a lot of things that we probably give hard nos to that may be a not right now.
Mm.
And
that's
the
good.
Reminder
yeah.
that the two of you are living, growing human beings, which means that where you were 3 years ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago,
mm-hmm.
it can change,
mm-hmm.
right? You can come into a different season. You can do different things. And for some of you, it may be a beard. There may be other issues in your marriage that you're kind of working through. And you're like, but all those years ago, you said this. Yeah. Let's focus on where we are now. And let's come together, like Tony said, to find those win-win solutions, to identify what the resistance is, and to really work through that as a team so that the two of you are deepening the connection, deepening that closeness, no matter what the topic is.
Yeah, that's good. Hey, at the end of the day, this week, go have fun. Find mm-hmm. a win-win situation. Find that win-win in your marriage, wherever it may be. It may be around a beard. It may be around a car. It may be around some part of your sexual intimacy, wherever it is. Is there an ability for the two of you to look at where you are now, where you've grown, and go, you know what? Instead of going against each other, where's the win-win? For us, over these last couple of months, we found that win-win with this sexy beard I got going on now. So for you guys, enjoy your week. Have a fun one. Take care. We'll catch you next week. Love you guys.